You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Well, howdy doody, everybody. It's your friend, fellow dronepreneur, and likable Labrador, Paul.
Nice.
And what'd you think about that?
That's good. No, I puppy Labrador, no
someone,
less.
Someone asked me for a bio, and I just sent him that.
That's good. But again, I would say puppy, because, you know, those Labradors are very energetic. And
wow. Are you saying that I'm extremely energetic? What are you trying to say here, dude?
I said very energetic. That's pretty much all I meant.
Trying to call me a snowflake now?
Absolutely not. We've established that is a bad thing.
Lies.
I wonder if everybody out there listening knows that snowflake is a derogatory term.
That's weird. I just thought it was like literally like a flake of snow falling from
that's what
the
I
sky.
Thought. Like no two are the same kind of thing.
Like I'm unique and special?
Yes. And energetic.
What are you trying to say, Rob?
That you're unique and special and happy. And this is episode 774.
Woo!
Some of the pre-show conversations that go on are entertaining.
They make my week here, Drone You. I've been called worse
I think we
things.
Should just roll camera with some of those, and I don't know. It might be fun. Maybe
no,
not.
If I could roll
maybe
camera, I would just
stupid.
Go to show that what I've been saying on the show for a long time about Mexico really being further ahead in the drone world than us.
That's how you're basing that on.
Seemed to be true.
Yeah.
With a video that just came to rise as of yesterday.
Oh, I get it. Came to rise.
It took new heights.
That's right.
Inside of the church.
Yeah. I literally, this video is a scene of a church worshiping a drone. That's my take.
Really?
Well, sure. They're all cheering and, I mean, it's kind of bizarre.
I think it's
listen, they're like raising their hands, waving. We've got
a dead battery, mind you.
We've got to put.
Oh, it just took to new heights. So what you're listening to is the sound of many people worshiping the gospel as the drone takes, what would you call that thing other than the cross?
No, that's not a cross, is it?
It's like a chalice.
In all seriousness, with due respect, this is a Catholic service, and I literally do not know what that is. But
it is a Catholic service.
Yeah. So I just don't know what that is. So I'm not even going to begin to guess. I don't want to.
It looks
be wrong
like
or
a weird
anybody.
Version of the cross.
Okay. And so Paul's going to just blast right through my desire to not offend anybody.
Okay.
Anyways, what else is
you
new?
Did call me snowflake just now. So
perhaps we should share that link.
No. Perhaps if you're not a Drone You member, it's going to suck because you won't get to see this. But if you are a Drone You member, it's in the Drone You community. I just posted it.
I can't wait to see the comments.
Oh, they're hilarious. But anyway, so that was a bunch of people watching. It looked like a Phantom 2 or Phantom 3 going down the aisle at church holding, I don't think it's a crucifix, but it's something that is very spiritual and important to the people who are at church there.
Yeah.
And it is in Mexico. So like I said, Mexico is really far ahead of the times here.
Apparently.
I'm just waiting for the drone to also carry, you know, I forget what it's called, but it's like the blessing smoke.
What
you know?
If you had a drone like carry the ring at your wedding or something like that?
I've already seen that. That was like 4 years ago.
That is so, leave it to me. The old guy.
Actually, the very first drone job I did was for a proposal.
Okay, fine.
It was like $50 too.
What could the drone do at your wedding that is new? Let's ask that question. Ideas? Anybody?
I got an idea.
What?
A 16-blade chopper flies in the officiant. Like, Sarah and I walk up and then, and he just like
just
drops
the sounds
in.
Of the rotor makes those sounds. All right, we're going to have to keep working on that.
Well, anyway, welcome to today's very guided, directed, and poignant show about drones.
Yeah, exactly that.
Thank you to our
sponsors.
For those
of you who like for us to get to the point, I apologize.
Yeah, someone said that you'd be mad about that, not me, which I was the one who brought it up. But anyway, welcome to today's show, which should be rather entertaining, if anything. Keep you on your toes and make you think about living the drone life. And hopefully you are living the drone life. But a big special thank you to our sponsors, people like Energen. If you go to myenergen.com/shop, you can buy an Energen battery charger. So this is something that you would really want to use if you're out in the field and you had nowhere to charge. You can charge up to 4 batteries on the A40 or the P40 charger. Check them out, myenergen.com/shop, and use discount code DRONEU A40 for the A40 unit, or just substitute the model name at the very last point, and you'll save on a membership as well. Also, a special thank you to everyone who attended my most recent sales webinar. Really appreciate it. We had some technical difficulties. It was because Rob pulled the Ethernet cable out of my computer. Thank you, Rob.
Did you see the adapter?
I did. Yeah, Rob actually bought me an adapter so I can plug an Ethernet cable into my computer. So.
Instead of using Wi-Fi for webinars.
Yeah. Thank you. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Next webinar is coming up here pretty soon. You're going to want to check it out. We're going to keep hitting the business topics. We're going to keep talking about mapping. You know, I was so surprised. Parker Hill, one of our students here, a couple months ago, did not know what a point cloud was. He didn't know what mapping was all about. And recently, he's become so good at mapping not only exteriors, but interiors as well. He's reached the top of the Sketchfab list for highlighted models, a model that was actually done here in Albuquerque. So congratulations, Parker. Awesome job.
That's really cool.
Yeah, I think
so. Primarily learning from the courses that are on the site, right?
No, he went to an in-person class.
He did do an in-person. Mm-hmm.
Yes,
awesome.
And he's one of those learners, though, that he said, you know, he really needed the in-person aspect of it.
I appreciate that.
What did you think of that testimonial that I gave you yesterday where that lady was like, yeah, I went to this mapping class versus the other guys, and you guys are just so much more comprehensive?
Yeah, it was fantastic. Love the fact that she was there, number one. Really, really neat lady. This is somebody that Paul's referring to who went to our Houston in-person mapping class. And so the couple of takeaways that she shared with us that we'll be putting as testimonials on our site and other places because it's really important to us. Number one is that there was a lot more hands-on. So I think she compared the time at our class to about 3 hours of like hands on the sticks time flying her drone learning versus about 10 minutes with another school that we're not really going to name. And
because they only had one drone.
And she was able to use, as all students are at our classes, able to use their own drones. We really feel that's really important so that you get a feel for the drone that you're going to be using and not something that we put in your hands and only have one of. So anyways, yeah, it was really, really great to hear and excited for upcoming classes. In fact, we have one coming up in Denver May 11th through the 13th. So if you're interested in joining us for one of these classes, that might be one to keep an eye out for. We'll have the information out on our Facebook page here probably in the next 24 hours.
Definitely, guys. All right, well, let's get to today's question since you're already bored.
Hey, guys. I'm Aldrich from Flagstaff, Arizona. My question today was about these companies that offer a pilot network or something similar to that. It seems like they send you jobs and you bid on them and go. Some of my questions relating to that were, if I go that route, do they have like a non-compete clause where if I had my own business, I couldn't also get clients on my own? Do you have to fly exclusively for them? Another question relating to that is, do they take a large percentage? Is it worth it? Do they underpay you as opposed to if you went out and you got your own jobs and made your own client contacts? Thanks for any help, guys.
Thank you for the question. Appreciate it. And Paul is still dealing with that video. Can't get enough of it. Anyways, so Paul, what do you think? There are more and more of these sites that are offering folks easier paths to getting drone jobs, but they don't come without some issues. And so what are some of those issues?
Well, they obviously don't come without issues, but I will say something to be, you know, cognizant of, aware of, as you are a new drone pilot, there are only certain jobs that you are going to be able to take with these drone jobbing companies. Because think about it. They're trying to market to larger companies where they can get volume jobs going, serviced by people like you. So the type of jobs are going to be very simplistic, very easy. Things like, you know, roofing inspections, things like real estate shoots, just general things. Now, I know we talked about this before. DroneBase was one of the companies that was saying whenever you shoot something for them, they own the material to it, and anything mm-hmm. that you shoot, they own the material to, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
And we talked about, you know, when you provide them exactly what they're looking for, once you provide the deliverable to them, if you are on site for any other reason, or excuse me, if you are on site and with the deliverables completed, if you take extra ancillary media, that is actually okay as far as copyright law is concerned.
In terms of using it in a reel, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Now, I have heard of other companies having the same issue. I want to say it's Uplift Drones. They do a lot of construction and mapping and progression stuff for construction. And I know that PJ, who has wanted to show us some of the construction jobs that he has done, had to request a clearance to actually show that footage. So he has run into that problem himself. I will say, though, some of the issues that you may have is obviously the ability to use anything that you shoot and you delivered to them for yourself. That's issue number one. Issue number two is the fact that there are a lot of issues with this. I have to say this. These drone jobbing companies are really good for one thing, paid practice. I mean, we've said that over and over again. I know Vic has said that, you know, we're working with DroneBase on something right now, and I'm excited about that. But that being said, the whole issue here is that when you're doing these drone jobbing jobs, you can't expect the world and, you know, do the job for, say, $70 or $100. You know, it's a great opportunity to really get your feet wet. It's a great opportunity to really understand how drone jobbing works. But you have to be realistic and say to yourself, okay, these are small jobs. They're one time. It's a great practice to get out there, understand your workflow, your systems, provide them with a deliverable. But if you're still on site for that job and you take ancillary material, the way that I read the contract, and again, I'm not a lawyer, I don't play one on TV, I do play one on radio though, just kidding. As far as I understand it, anything you deliver to them that was taken on site for them is theirs.
Right.
As soon as that job ends and you step off and step back on that site, or if you fly from the public street, which doesn't matter, whatever you take is yours.
Right. So that makes sense. I mean, I think that's actually reasonable. One thing I would say about all these sites is the best thing that you can do is get in and review their terms and conditions, because it should spell out everything that they expect of you and require of you within those terms and conditions. And you are going to find idiosyncrasies in every single one of these probably, and you're going to find some differences. You're also obviously going to find some similarities. One thing I don't think exists in any of these, because I think it would be a death wish for them, is any sort of exclusivity where you can only fly for them. So I don't think that is out there. I don't know that for certain, but I don't think that would work for them in terms of the kind of model that you're referring to and that these folks are participating in. Number two, as you've sort of alluded to, pay, I mean, obviously they're just kind of feeding you work, so the pay is not going to be great, mm-hmm. right? Like you said, paid practice.
Yeah.
And if you're practicing, you're not going to get paid a lot. I thought I'd heard, Paul, that, and I don't remember which one or ones this would include, but like you couldn't even give your own business card for your business if you're on a job for them.
I have heard that before. Again, I think it's really important to read through each terms and conditions with each jobbing site. But I mean, isn't it kind of like, and I get that the companies are trying to protect themselves, but again, those big companies can really only provide jobs at scale and at mass. So there are a lot of jobs that they just can't service. Mm-hmm. And I think it's kind of a natural progression. I mean, even with me, I've gotten some jobs at some jobbing sites, and this has nothing to do with drones. It was totally separate. And I just made a good relationship with that client, and over time have gotten more and more business from them. And over time have gotten more and more offers to do more and more business. And
sure.
They wanted to do it through me. And I think a couple of things that you should know is, I mean, you should read the fine print of the contract, and you should know exactly what's the time period that they say that you can't, you know, hand your business card. Because if you met a client due to the service and they say you can't provide your business card to that client for whatever reason, obviously you can't. But if you meet the same person at a coffee shop haphazardly because you realize that their office was a block from the Starbucks right there and you realize they were an avid Starbucks drinker and you hung out there one morning because you were just getting your emails done and you just happen to see her and give her your business card, I definitely think that is something that would be very, very difficult to go after.
Well, and I think even unreasonable in terms of an expectation of these jobbing sites to expect you to just not pursue those opportunities that come up, which leads me to one thought, and that is if you are going to go down this road, treat every single one of these jobs as if it is sort of a job full-fledged, so to speak, for your business, because you never know. Like Paul said, he's gotten business from these jobbing site beginnings, if you will, and if they like what you do and they like you, they're probably going to come to you because you're a known quantity versus not knowing what they're going to get from the person that the jobbing site sends. So it can actually be a gateway into some good business. You never know.
I think it absolutely can be.
Just know what you're getting into.
Exactly. And how you handle those situations is extremely important. Because if not handled the right way, you can get yourself in a lot of trouble.
Yeah. So be very professional and honor and respect those terms and conditions. And then, you know, just look for ways to take advantage of opportunities that come your way outside of those terms and conditions. So, boom.
Yeah, I think that's a really, really good important point. We were talking here about, I guess Mexico has put out a new compulsory circular about foreign operators, which I think is very interesting. So, anyway, I responded, I'm still waiting on the clause on getting drugged at the resort. What is the time from drugged to flying?
What?
You haven't heard about all those people getting drugged in Mexico?
No.
As tourists?
No.
So
to get them to spend more money or
gassed?
What?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I did hear about that, but I didn't know if that was an accident. I didn't read it, so.
Yeah, I'm sure it was an accident. Anyway, there's my positive spin on the story.
Indeed.
well, on that bombshell, that's going to do it for us today. I know that was a little interesting, but if you get a chance, or switch track, if you get a chance to go to the Drone U community and check out this post where people are watching drones flying through churches, you may have as much of a fun time as I'm having right now.
Indeed. And if you can get into the community, let us know your comment because it is kind of fun to read.
We would. And if you have a question, go to askdroneu.com. And we greatly appreciate you guys listening and being a part of the commentary, being a part of the fun. And we do appreciate your comments, your questions, and more importantly, your reviews of the show. If you leave those on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you download and subscribe to podcasts. That's going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
My name is Rob.
This is Ask Drone U.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.